Today's daf is Psachim Daf Pei Aleph, and we are 19 lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Amid Beis, the two dots, Nitma, Tumas, Hatoim, V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadi ben Miriam Leah, Dvorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Moshe Abba ben Dvorah, Sarah Dina bas Gila Shendel, and Rechama Perel bas Yuta. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus V'yicheskel Shragi ben Miril, and today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Moros, Rezel, Bas, Reb Moshe, and Le'ilu Nishmas, Avram, Ben Yibodol L'chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So the topic of today's daf is the halacha of Tumas HaTahoim. So Tumah V'Tahaira is relatively obscure. The halacha of Tumas HaTahoim is obscure, Sheba obscure. So within the world of Tumah V'Tahaira, there are certain types of Tumah that are better known, that are discussed in many different places in Shas. There are others that aren't discussed as often. The topic of today's daf is Tumas HaTahoim. It's a subcategory within the world of Tumah V'Tahaira. It's discussed in a sugya here in Masechtas Pesachim, today's daf. It's also discussed in a sugya in Masechtas Nozer, Daf Samech Gimel. It comes up from time to time. Either way, the primary source for the laws of Tumas HaTahoim is Pesachim Daf Peyav. So what exactly is Tumas HaTahoim? Tumas HaTahoim means if somebody comes in contact with Tumah, however, at the time that he came in contact with the Tumah, he didn't realize that there was Tumah in the place where he contacted the Tumah. More so, no one knew that there was Tumah in that place. So Tumas HaTahoim is where there was Tumah, but it was concealed. It was concealed to a degree that there was nobody in the world, literally on planet Earth, that was aware of this Tumah. So for example, a person was walking, lo yaleinu, a building came crumbling down, it landed on this person, and the person died. Nobody witnessed it. A person walks by this pile of rubble, he comes in contact with it, and then afterwards he finds out that there was a mace there. There was a dead person lying underneath it. In hindsight, this person came in contact with Tumah. At the time, he didn't know there was Tumah there. Not just that, nobody had witnessed the wall fall on top of this person. Now, if nobody witnessed it happen, how do we know it happened? So you have to say that the Metzius is where it just seems that that's what happened. And even though you don't know for sure, but the fact that it would appear to be that that's the way the events played out, that would be enough for it to qualify as Tumas HaTahoim. Now, what's the halachic significance of Tumas HaTahoim? It's primarily a kula, as we're going to see in the course of today's daf. Now, the Gemara is picking up and discussing the Mishnah that was mentioned on the top of Daf Pei Amud Beis. And I think it's worth just seeing the Mishnah again inside, as it's just going to segue into the daf. The Mishnah said, Pesach shenizrak damoy, a carbon Pesach where the dam was thrown onto the Mizbeach. Then after this Rika was done, we found out that the dam or the basar of the carbon Pesach had been tame. Now that's a problem. Dam that's tame, you can't put on the Mizbeach. Basar that's tame, you can't put on the Mizbeach. Says the Mishnah, the halacha is hatzitz miratzah. This carbon Pesach is going to be tar. The reason is because being that the Kohen Gadol was wearing the tzitz, the tzitz has an ability to whitewash certain psulim and karbanos, primarily the psul of Tumas, and the event that the dam of the basar, the karmen pesach, was tame, the tzitz can make the issue go away. Nitma haguf. What would be if the person, the gavra, the one that's the bailim of the karmen pesach, was tame? So there the halach is ena tzitz miratza. The tzitz will not be miratza, says the Mishnah, Mipnesha Amru, because Chazal said, Hanazir va'oisa pesach, as relates to a nazir and someone that's bringing a carbon pesach, hatzitz miratza al tumas adam, the law is that if the dam of the carbon of the nazir or the dam of the carbon pesach became tame, near the tzitz is miratza, but the ena tzitz miratza al tumas haguf. However, if a nazir or somebody brings a carbon pesach, becomes Tomei, then the halacha is that tzitz will not have the ability to be meratza. So what does this mean? And why are we talking specifically about a nazir and an oisa pesach? The halacha is someone that's Tomei can bring a karban. Meaning, if someone has an obligation to bring a karban chatas, he's Tomei. It's not a problem. He can make a shliach to take the karban pesach, bring it to the azara. He'll have koyhanim do the shchita, the kabbalah, the ilacha, the zrika, the haktara, the shvicha shirayim. What's the problem? The fact that he's Tomei just means that he can't enter the Beis HaMikdash. But it's not an impediment from him being able to bring a karban. There are two karbanos where the halacha is that if you're Tomei, you can't bring a karban. Meaning, not only can't you enter the Azara, that's obvious, but you can't even have a carbon brought on your behalf. The first is the carbon Pesach. So if someone's Tameh, he can't bring the carbon Pesach. We know that. What does someone that's Tameh do when Yud Dalet Nisan comes around and he can't bring the carbon Pesach? He gets pushed off the Pesach Sheni. If Roiv of the Tzibur is Tameh, then you have the Halacha, Pesach Abba B'Tumah. But of course, all these Halachas, Pesach Sheni, Tumah Hutra, Tumah Tchoyah B'Tzibur, are all predicated on the fact that someone that's Tameh can't bring the carbon Pesach. And the reason is very simple. The reason is because if you're Tameh, you won't be able to eat from the carbon Pesach. And Achilas carbon Pesach, as we spoke about on Shabbos and as we've talked a lot about, is the Iker of the carbon Pesach. And because it's the Iker of the carbon Pesach, if you're not able to eat the carbon Pesach, you can't even have the carbon Pesach burn on your behalf. So if you have to bring a carbon Chatos, you can have someone bring a Chatos on your behalf. If you have to bring a carbon Pesach, you can't have it burn on your behalf. The point is, someone that's Tameh can't bring the carbon Pesach. The other example of someone that's Tameh, where he can't even bring a carbon, even if someone's being makrivit for him, is a Nazir. But that's for a completely different reason. The reason a Nazir that's Tameh can't bring the carbon, can't bring his carbon, is because when we say Nazir that's Tameh, we mean a Nazir that's Tameh Tumas Meis. And it's because a Nazir that becomes Tameh Tumas Meis, the Torah says, Vayomim HaRishonim Yitlu. He loses his Naziris. So for example, if somebody says, Hareini Nazir, how long is he a Nazir for? 30 days. Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. He'll become a Nazir for 30 days. What happens if day 22, he came in contact with a Meis? So the Torah says, Vayomim HaRishonim Yitlu. He loses the 22 days that he already counted, and he has to bring Karbonos, he's Tameh for 7 days, and he starts counting all over again. If somebody would be Tameh Tumas Meis, he can't bring his carbon Nazirus. Why? Because not a Nazir. Because Vayom HaRishonim Yiplu, he has to start all over again, he has to count, and then afterwards he can talk about bringing his carbon. The point is that ordinarily, if you're Tameh, you can bring a carbon. You just can't enter the Azara. But you can make a Shliach, Meshalchin Karbon Hayseim. You could have somebody do it on your behalf. There are two exceptions to that rule. There are two times with halachas that that's not going to work. The Karbon Pesach and the Nazir. And they're both for incidental reasons. And they're both for different reasons. Someone that's Tameh can't bring the Karbon Pesach because Achilas Karbon Pesach is Ma'akim. And if you're Tameh, you won't be able to eat from the Karbon Pesach. Someone that's a Nazir can't bring this Karbon Nazirus if he's Tameh Tumas Meis. Why not? Because if he's Tameh Tumas Meis, he loses his Yemei Naziris. He has to start counting all over again. And only then could he bring his carbon. If your Naziris hasn't been completed because you have to start again, obviously you're not going to be able to bring a carbon. Says the Mishnah. So when we say the halacha, that HaPesach Shenizrak Domoy Hatzitz Meratza, however, Nitma HaGuf Ein Hatzitz Meratza, this second halacha of Nitma HaGuf Ein Hatzitz Meratza is only negayah two karbonis. It's only negayah the carbon Pesach, and it's only negayah the Nazir. Because those are the only two cases where if it's Nitma HaGuf, you have a problem. Any other carbon, who cares it's Nitma HaGuf? Who cares the Bailam became Tameh? That's not a problem. Just because the Bailam's Tameh doesn't mean you can't bring the carbon. Oh, by a Pesach and a Nazir. With halacha is that if the Bailam's Tameh, you now cannot bring the carbon. That's where it's negayah the halacha, that the tzitz is not going to be meratza. But then the Mishnah continued. And the Mishnah said, Nitma tumas abtahoim hatzitz meratza. In the event that a Yid had to bring his carbon Pesach, and he found out that he was Tameh, but the Tumah was tumas abtahoim. Meaning, he found out that the source of the Tumah was concealed not only from him, but literally from every single human in the world. So it comes out that he became Tameh, but it was Tumas HaTahoim. Oh, it's Tumas HaTahoim, then the Tzitz is Meratza. And the same is true for an Azar. Meaning, even though we just said that the Tzitz is not Meratza for Tumas HaGuf, that's only if it's a standard Tumah. If, however, it would be a Tumas HaTahoim, then it would be Meratza. And this is an example of where Tumas HaTahoim is going to be a Kula. Either way, we're discussing the laws of Tumas HaTahoim. What's the context of the laws of Tumas HaTahoim? Says the Mishnah, it's Negei, the halachas of Tzitz being Meratza. Tzitz is not Meratza where the carbon was brought betumah, where the nature of the tumah was that the bialim of the carbon was tumah. Who cares if the bialim of the carbon is tumah? Usually not. But there's two carbonists where it matters, the Nazir and the carbon Pesach. If the Nazir was tumah, he can't bring the carbon Naziris. If the person bringing the carbon Pesach was tumah, he can't have a carbon Pesach. What about the tzitz? Tzitz is not Meratza. Here's the place where Tumas HaTahoim kicks in. If the source of the Tumah of the Nazir or the source of the Tumah of the Oysa Pesach was Tumas HaTahoim, then the halacha is that the Tzitz is going to be Meratza. Zok the Gemara. Boy, Rami Bar Chama asked the Shaila, Koyen HaMeratza B'Korban HaYisayim. If a Koyen was bringing a carbon, which carbon? Karbon HaYisayim, their carbonos, referring to the Nazir and the Karban Pesach. Uchuloi Tumas Atahoim Oloi. Does he have the halach of Tumas Atahoim or does he not have the halach of Tumas Atahoim? Meaning the halach of the Mishnah of Tumas Atahoim is where the Baal HaKarban was Tamei Tumas Atahoim. The halachni is, even though Tzitz is not Miratza for Tumas HaGuf, Tumas Atahoim is more kuladik, the Tzitz will be Miratza. But the case is where the Baal HaKarban was Tamei Tumas Atahoim. What would be if the Kohen was Tamei Tumas Atahoim? Meaning, the Kohen did the Avodah when he was Tamei. He wasn't allowed to. Very, very Chamer, Karis. But he found out later, meaning he didn't know at the time. And now he didn't even know at the time. What he found out was that the source of the Tumah was Tumas Atahoim. B'di'evet, is the Avodah going to be good or is it not going to be good? What would be the Tzad that it should be good? Because we're dealing with Nazir and Pesach, we're dealing with Tumas Gavro, we're dealing with Tumas Atahoim. The Mishnah said that when the Bailim checks off those boxes, the Tzitz is Meratza, so maybe the Kohen is going to be the same thing. So what's the Shailah? Me, Amrina, do we say Kigmir to some time the Bailim? When do we have this cool of Tumas Atahoim? That's only as it relates to the Bailim. The Kohen like Gmiri, but as it relates to the Kohen, you don't have this halacha. Iduma, Bezivcha Gmiri, Loishna B'Kohen, Loishna B'Bailim. Maybe the halacha of Tumas Atahoim, this kula was said with regards to any person associated with this carbon. It doesn't matter if it's the Baal HaKarban. It doesn't matter if it's the Kohen that's doing the Avodah. Amar Rava, Rava said to Hashma, I'll bring you a riot. Only Rav Chiya, because Rav Chiya said in a brisa, Le'amr Tumas Atahoim, Elo L'meis Bilvad. Rav Chiya said, and this is going to be the concluding line of today's daf as well, that the halachas of Tumas Atahoim were said only with regards to Tumas Meis. Meaning this chiddush that you have, that there's something called Tumas Atahoim, that you came in contact with Tumo, but you didn't realize it at the time that you came in contact with it, and not only didn't you realize it, nobody realized it. Nobody was aware of this Tumo. So now there's a special kula called Tumas Atahoim. So Reb Chiya said that you have to realize that the whole chiddush of Tumas Atahoim was said only regarding Tumas Meis. But as it relates to any other source of Tumah, you're not going to have. So the Gemara says like this, a very gishmaki cheshman, l'mutei. Meaning, we mentioned Tumas Meis, so Meis is coming to be ma'id something. What's it coming to be ma'id? Lav l'mutei Tumas Atahoim t'sheretz. Let's throw something out. Maybe it's coming to be ma'id Tumas Atahoim t'sheretz. Meaning, if somebody would come in contact with a sheretz, not knowing he came in contact with a sheretz, he would find out later that it was Tumas Atahoim of sheretz. Meaning, no one knew the sheretz existed. So the halach is, you wouldn't have the kula of Tumas Atahoim. Says the Gemara b'mai, where would it even be negate? If it's talking about the Bailim, meaning the owner of the carbon, came in contact with a sheretz ubaman, what kind of carbon was it? Ibn Nazir, right? There's only two possibilities. Only two times where if the Bailim is Tame, it even matters. One is a Nazir, who has to bring his carbonos, and the other one is a person that's bringing the carbon Pesach. If we're talking about the Nazir, mi mahanibe, does it even matter? Kiyomus meis olav amir achmano. The only time Tumah matters when the Nazir becomes Tameh, is if the source of the Tumah was Tumas Meis. Kiyomus Meis Olav. That's what it says in the Torah. Meaning, why isn't a problem if the Nazir becomes Tameh? Why is that an issue for him to be able to bring his carbon? We said, because V'hayomim Arishonim Yiplu, because all the days that he counted towards his Naziris, he ends up losing. So if that's the case, the only time we have the halacha V'hayomim Arishonim Yiplu is with regards to Tumas Meis, but with regards to Tumas Sheret, to any other form of Tumah, you don't even have this halacha. So if that's the case, it can't be that this halacha of Reb Chiya that said Tumas HaTahim is Negeya Tumas Meis, not Tumas Sheretz, was addressing the Nazir. If the Nazir came in contact with a Sheretz, forget about Tumas HaTahim and Sheretz. If he sits and imamish, he touches a Sheretz all day long, it doesn't affect his ability to bring his carbon to zeros. Ella, but Issa Pesach must be talking about carbon Pesach. Meaning, someone who's bringing a carbon Pesach, and then he finds out that he was Tomei. He was Tomei Tumas Sheretz, so that's where maybe it can impact it. But the Gemara says, that's what true according to Mandama that says that if someone is Tomei Tumas Sheretz, he can't have his carbon Pesach poured on his BF. But according to Mandama that says that if someone's Tomei Tumas Sheretz, he could bring the carbon Pesach. So why are we even discussing the Tumas Atahoim? If he knew for sure that he was Tomei Tumas Sheretz, he'd be able to bring his carbon Pesach. So why are we discussing if he's Tomei Tumas Atahoim? So the Gemara says, so what's going on over here? What's his price? Rav Chiya said, Tumas HaTahoim is only to get a Tumas Meis, as opposed to what? As opposed to Tumas Sheretz, we would have been to get a Tumas Sheretz. It's either the Nazir or the person bringing the Karban Pesach. Nazir can be Tamei Tumas Sheretz all day long. It has no impact on his Naziris. Only Tumas Meis impacts the Naziris. Elamai, the person that has to bring the Karban Pesach, there's a mandama that holds that Shoichtim Vizorkin al Tmei Sheretz. So that's not either an issue. So the Gemara says, Elalam, you know what it must mean, B'Kayin. We're probably talking about the Kayin. That's what Rav Chiya was addressing. Because Reb Chiya held that the halach of Tumas HaTahoim is not only the gay of the Bailim, it's also the gay of the Kohen. The Kohen can't do the Avodah. And if he's Tomei, it doesn't matter what the Tumah is. It doesn't matter if it's Tumas Meis or if it's Tumas Sheretz. he can't walk into the Azor and do the Avod. Oh, v'shmamina. And that must be what you see from here, that Huchuloi Tumas HaTahoim, that he has the Halach of Tumas HaTahoim, and that's why Reb Chiya had to make it clear that you should know Tumas HaTahoim is only Negei Tumas Meis. It's not Negei the other Tumas. You can tell me, where is it Negei the other Tumas? No, the Kohen, that's where it would be Negei the other Tumas. If the Kohen went into the Beis HaMikdash, he did the Avodah, and then he found out that he had Tumas HaTahoim of some other form of Tumah, it certainly would mess up the Avodah. What about the kula of Tumas HaTahoim? Do you say that tzitz is meratza because no one knew about the Tumah? That's Reb Chiya said, that it's only Negei Tumas Meis. But the bottom line is, what do you see from here? You have a raya from Reb Chiya, ostensibly, to Rami Bar Chama Shaila. And that is the halacha of Tumas HaTahoim is not only true for the Bailam, but it's also true for the Kayim. But the Gemara says, no. I'm Rav Yosef said, loilam, the Bailam. Maybe really the only time the halacha of Tumas HaTahoim is Negei is by the Bailam. And Rav Chiya was also discussing the Bailam. Aye, what's the kasha? If that's the case, now why does he have to be memayit other forms of Tumas HaTahoim? What other forms of Tumas HaTahoim are there? Nazir, Pesach, either way, it doesn't make sense. Rav says, no, but Pesach really is referring to the Garban Pesach. Ulamute Tumas HaTahoim desifa. And where Reb Chiya was coming to be memayit, it was not Tumas HaTahoim of Sheretz. You're right. If someone's Tummy Tumas Sheretz, he can bring the Garban Pesach. But if someone's a Zav and he's Tummy Tumas HaTahoim, then already you would have thought maybe it's an issue. Because a Tummy Sheretz can bring the Garban Pesach. But a Zav cannot bring the Karban Pesach. So where it would be Negeya is Tumas HaTahoim of Zav. You would add a Hava meaning that maybe the laws of Tumas HaTahoim are Negeya. That's Reb Chiya said that Lo Yomru Tumas HaTahoim Elo Lameis Bovad Lamute Mai Lamute Tumas HaTahoim the Ziva. Weird, not a Nazar. A Nazar could be a Zav. Doesn't affect his Naziras. Where it's Negeya is as it relates to bringing the Karban Pesach. Now what would be the case of Tumas HaTahoim the Ziva? So Rashi speaks out, and this is important because it's going to segue into the next chunk of the daf. Where it would be negeya is in the event that you had a zav who's tamei for 7 days, and on the 7th day of his tuma, he saw a little bit of ziva later in the day, so that early in the morning he was fine, and then a few hours into the day he had ziva. Because he had ziva on that 7th day, so the halacha is lemafreya from the beginning of the day. This will be a little bit clearer in the Gemara. We already have to view him as a zav. So you would have thought that maybe he should be tar, because being that the whole tumah is mafreya, there was no way in real time for him to have known he was tameh. He wasn't tameh in real time. It's only in lemafreya. So that's an example of tumas atahayim. You would have thought that maybe he has the kula of Tumas HaTahoim, and therefore the tzitzis meratza, he can bring his carbon Pesach. That's the chiddush layomer Tumas HaTahoim, elo Tumas Meis. Chazal never said the halach of Tumas HaTahoim as relates to Tumas Ziva. So the Gemara now is going to talk a little bit about Ziva. The Gemara is going to talk a little bit about Nida. So it's kedai just to refresh our memory for 1 minute. And that is, the halach is that a man that sees a keri becomes tamei Tumas Balkeri. What's Tumas Keri? He's Tomei for 1 day, meaning he has to go to the mikveh, Harif Shemesh, Meshasha Kehanim Nechnasan Lecha B'Tshumasan. Once the sun sets, at that point he's going to be Tahar. It's possible for a man to have a discharge that's similar to Keri, but it's not the same thing as Keri. It's what was known as Ziva. If a man would have a Ziva, he's treated like a Valkeri, meaning he'd be Tomei again for 1 day. What would be if the man would have the discharge of Ziva 2 days in a row? Not carry 2 days in a row, but Ziva 2 days in a row. Then the halach is he becomes a Zav. And the halach of a Zav is that he becomes Tameh for 7 days. So then already for 7 days, he becomes Tameh. Not just that, he has to have Shiva Nekiyim, meaning he has to make sure that he's clean for 7 days. And if he's not going to be clean for 7 days, so then the halach is as soon as he sees a little bit of Ziva, it's Soyser, all his days that he counted, and he's going to have to become Tamei all over again. That's the halacha of a Zav. What about a Nida? So the laws of Nida, Midai Raisa, and the laws of Nida, Bimei Chazal, are very different than the laws of Nida today. But once upon a time, every woman had an 18-day cycle. It was made up of 7 days, and then it was made up of another 11 days. If she saw Dam during the 7 days, she would become Tamei for 7 days. If she saw Dam during the 11 days of the 18-day Kufa, so then the halacha was as follows. If she saw Dam 1 day, she had to be Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, which means for the 1 day that she saw Dam, she had to be clean for a day. As long as she's clean for a day, then she's going to end up being tahar. What if she saw dam 2 days? Same halacha. She has to be shemeres yom keneged yom. Keneged the 2 days that she saw dam, she has to be clean only 1 day, and then she's going to be fine. If she saw dam for 3 days, so then the halacha is she becomes a zava gedayla, and she too would have to have shiva nekiyim. Today, every woman that becomes a nida needs Shiva Nekiyim. It's based on the Chumra of Reb Zeira, that today we're not sure differences between Ziva and Nida, and that's why every Nida needs Shiva Nekiyim. But really, Midei Raisa, even Midei Rabbanon, a woman doesn't need Shiva Nekiyim unless she saw Dam 3 days in a row during the 11-day period of the 7-11 of the 18-day cycle of every single woman. Says the Gemara, the Tumas HaTayim de Ziva Lei Miratzah. Is that true? That Tumas HaTayim of Ziva is not Miratzah, Vatanya. We learned in a Braisa. Midi was saying that Reb Chiya said that the whole halach of Tumas HaTayim is only true by Tumas Meis. But it's not true with regards to Tumas Ziva. And that's where Reb Chiya was coming to be Mamayit. But is that true? We learned in a Braisa. Reb Yosef, Shemeres, Yom Kineged Yom, Sheshachtu Vazar Golel. If you had a Shemeres, Yom Kineged Yom. So what is that? That's a Nida. That's a woman that saw Dan during the 11 days of the 7-11 for 1 day or for 2 days. So now she has to watch 1 day of Tahira. And that 1 day of Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom fell out on Yud Dal Nisan. It fell out on Erev Pesach. That's the day that she has to bring a carbon Pesach. So what would be? Shachtu Vazar Gola. They did the Shechita, they did the Zerika. Meaning the second day, the day that she's being Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. And after the Shechita and the Zerika, she saw Dan. So she saw Dan after the Shechita and the Zerika. But on your dalet, meaning before the achila, which didn't happen until the next night. So said Rabbi Yosi, "Eino ichalas dalacha." She doesn't eat from the carbon pesach. That's easy. Why can't she eat from the carbon pesach? She's a nida. She just saw that. But upturim milas is pesach sheni. But at the same time, she doesn't have to bring a pesach sheni. Now, why does she have to bring a pesach sheni? It's a very big chiddush. If she ended up seeing dam, so she was never shemeres yom keneged yom. She never had a full clean day. If she never had a full clean day, then l'chayra she should have to bring a pesach sheni. My time, or what's the reason? Says we're lamish on the meratzah tzis. Isn't the reason because the tzis was meratzah? The tzis is not meratzah for tumas agov. Oh, must be because it was tumas atahoyim. Why would it have been tumas atahoyim? Because her whole tumas l'mafreya, which means that when the Shechita and the Zerika was done, she didn't know she was Tameh. At that time, she wasn't Tameh. Nobody knew she was Tameh because she wasn't Tameh. How could anyone have known? It all triggered retroactively when later in the day, she ended up seeing Dan. So what do you see from here? You see this idea that there is a halacha of Tumas HaTahoim even by Ziva, not like Reb Chiya. The Gemara says, Amri Loi. Maybe that's not the reason. You know why? Reb Yosi says, then if they did the Shechita and the Zerika in the morning and then she saw Dam, it's okay. It's not because the Tzitz was Meratzah. Tzitz is not Meratzah. Because it's not Meratzah for Tumas Agov, only if it's Tumas HaTahoim, and there's no Tumas HaTahoim unless it's Tumas Meis. But rather, the reason of Reb Yosi, Mikanu Labai Mitama, is because Reb Yosi holds that the whole Tumah is Mikanu Laba. Meaning, Enochanami, if she was Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom and she saw Dam middle of the day, she'll be Tummy, but only from when she saw Dam. The Tumah only works Mikano Labo. But as it relates to any part of the day before that, she's not going to be Tummy. What does that mean? At the end of the day, she was never Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. So Rashi says, it's based on the principle of Mixas Hayom Kekula. That thing that in the beginning of the day, she had not seen Dam. So Mixas Hayom is already Kekula. So the first part of the day, we look at her as being Tar. Later in the day, she saw Dam. Okay, so later in the day, Mikano Labo, it's a problem. But as it relates to what happened up until that point of the day, she's going to be Tar, says the Gemara. Is that true? Time you'll interest me. He said, Zav Al Shtei Rios. So we're going from the Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom to the Zav. So for Zav Al Shtei Rios, Sheshachtu Vazarku, all of Shvi Yishaloi, the same exact thing. Azav Bal Shtei Rios is a Zav, which means that he has to be Tar for 7 days. And now on the seventh day, they did the Shechita and the Zerika. He was clean at the time. And then later in the day, he saw it. Or the case like we had earlier. This is a woman that saw Dam during the 11 days. She was Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. And after the Shechita and the Zerika, she saw Dam. Says Rabbi Yosi, Harei Elu Metame Mishka V'Moshel Mafrei. They're now all Tomei L'mafreya, meaning anything that touched L'mafreya is going to be a problem. Upturim Milasas Pesach Sheni, and they're not going to have to bring Pesach Sheni. Now, what do you see from here? You see Pturim Milasas Pesach Sheni, that we saw in the original Rabbi Yosi as well. But you see another knech. What you see over here is that they're Metama Mishkov U'moyshav L'mafreya. Now, if they're Metama Mishkov U'moyshav L'mafreya, what does that mean? That the Tumah is not Mikanu L'haba, the Tumah is L'mafreya. So the question begs itself, if the Tumah is L'mafreya, then why are they parted from being in the Pesach Sheni? They were Tomei when the Pesach Rishon was brought on their behalf. The Teretz is the Tzitz was Meratzah. But the Tzitz is not Meratzah for Tumah Zagov. Teretz is it's Tumah Tzatahoyim. But I thought Tumah Zatahoyim only works for Tumas Meis. Oh, so you see from here that it works even for Tumas Ziva. But the Gemara says, Amri, no. My friend, Midrabban. Loyalam, I'll tell you that the reason that Potter for being the Pesach Sheni is because the Tumah was only Mekano Lahaba. If it's only Mekano Lahaba, then why are you saying Tumah Lamafrei? The whole Tumah Lamafrei is only a Tumah Midrabban. And Zok, the Gemara, Afra, Bishayas of a Metamu Lamafrei Midrabban. This terrace that we just said, the Seif Shana Rabbi Yossi, is Mavur in Rabbi Shaya. What did Rabbi Shaya say? Time you went to the rice, Rabbi Shaya said, Aval Zov Shirab Shvishaloi. A Zov that saw a Ziva on the seventh day of his Shivanikim, Saiswa Shalafanov, and knocks out all his previous days. I mean, Shivanikim means seven clean days. If one of the Shivanikim, he would see a Ziva, so it would retroactively destroy everything that he accomplished up until that point. So if he saw it on the seventh day, he has to start counting all over again. Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Shailo, Yisterele Yoimoy. Why? I don't see why it knocks out 7 days. It should only knock out 1 day. What does that mean it should only count out 1 day? Meaning we're asking a Rabbi Yochanan. If Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Tumah works for Mafreya, meaning if he sees a Ziva, so now the Mafreya, you have to start counting again. I feel the Kulunista, it should not get everything. And if he holds that once there's a Ziva, so it doesn't knock out anything of Mafreya, it's only moving forward you have to address it. So why is it knocked out that 1 day? Meaning, what's this new idea that 1 day gets knocked out? Why 1 day? Was 1 day have to do anything? Either it's looking at Mikano Lahaba or go to Mafreya. If you go to Mafreya, you have to go to the beginning. Elo, says the Gemara. So you know what Rabbi Yochanan meant? He meant, Ema lo yistar v'lo yoyimai. What he told Rabbi Shaya was, I don't agree with your halacha. Meaning, he didn't say Maman of Shach. Edit Rabbi Yochanan. Even though Rabbi Yochanan sounds like he's saying Maman of Shach, it's not really what he's saying. So Rabbi Shaya said, Zov shirob shmi shaloi soysa shalafana. That if you saw Ziva on the seventh day, you have to knock out everything. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? No, lo yistar, it should have knocked out v'lo yoyimai. Not even that day. So we have a machlokes when a Zov sees on the seventh day, do you knock it out or do you not knock it out? So Rabbi Shaya told Rabbi Yochanan, he said, Rabbi Yochanan, I understand where you're coming from. Now the truth is, it's hard to understand where Rabbi Yochanan is coming from. Shivanikim means 7 days. So if he didn't complete the 7 days being clean, then it should be a problem. What's the teretz? Teretz is miktus hayom kekuloi. So Rabbi Shaya told Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, I know what you mean. Rabbi Yossi koi kavasech. You mean Rabbi Yossi, right? Obviously, that's what you mean. You mean Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi taka holds that it, because of mixes hayon kikuloi, so there's nothing lemafreya. Frankly, how could you say Rabbi Yisrael is nothing lemafreya? Rabbi Yisrael, I mean, matam mishkanu maishal lemafreya. Rabbi Yisrael, it is matam mishkanu maishal lemafreya. Allah shmami no matam lemafreya. Midrabbanon shmami no. Must be enochanami. Rabbi Yisrael, it's matam lemafreya. But this Rabbi Yisrael's matam lemafreya is only going to be midrabbanon. The bottom line is why we're talking about Rabbi Yisrael, because the Gemara is discussing a shaila of whether the Gemara brought the brayis of Rabbi Chiya said Loyamru Tumas Atahoim Ela Lameis Bavad, and we're trying to figure out Tumas Atahoim only Lameis as opposed to what? Where else would it ever be negeya Tumas Atahoim? The whole din of Tumas Atahoim is negeya the Nazir and the person bringing the Karban Pesach. Nazir's Tumah is exclusively Tumas Meis, so obviously it's only negeya Tumas Meis, and the Oisim Pesach. It doesn't mean Lamutei Tumas Sheretz. Someone that's coming Tumas Sheretz could bring a carbon Pesach. So you wouldn't have to come on to the kula of Tumas Atoim to say that Tzitzis Meratzah. So you want to say, no. Really, what it means is the Oisa Pesach, and it's Lamutei Tumas Ziva. In other words, what Rabbi Chiya is saying is Tumas Meis, yeah? Tumas Ziva, no. Tumas Ziva, no. You see, for Rabbi Yossi, that the Tzitzis Meratzah on Tumas Ziva, where do you see that? Because he said regarding the Zav Bal Shtei Rios, who had a Re'i in the middle of the seventh day when the seventh day fell out on Erev Pesach, or a Shemeris Yon Keneged Yoim, where Sheni Shalom fell out on Erev Pesach, and she had a Riyah in the middle of the day. So what's the halacha? The halacha is if they did the Shechit and the Zrika before the Riyah, it's going to be all good. Why is it going to be all good? L'chayra, it should be a problem. It knocked out all the Tumah, this Tumah L'mafreya. So why should it be okay? There was a problem of Tumas Gabra. The Teretzes must be because the Tzitzis Meratzah. The Tzitzis never Meratzah because it's Tumas Atayim. It's Tumas Ziva. So you see the Tzitzis Meratzah for Tumas Ziva. But the Gemara said that you have no right from this because it could be maybe really the reason Rabbi Yossi said it's okay is not because the Tzitzis Meratzah. It couldn't be Meratzah because it would only be Meratzah with Tumas Atayim and there's no Tumas Atayim for Ziva. The reason it works is because he holds that it's only Mikanu Lahaba that the Tumah happens. There is no Tumah L'mafreya. Says the Gemara. So if that's the case, according to Rabbi Yossi, Hashadam Mikanu Labo Matamu, now that we just established that Rabbi Yossi holds that a Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom that has a Re'iyah B'Sheni Shalom, middle of the day. So we say, Miksa Yom Kekuloi, really she had her Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom, and any Tumah that happens on my Freya. Or a Zabal Shtei Rios that has Re'iyah B'Shvi Shaloi, the halacha is, Miksa Yom Kekuloi, really he had it 7 days. Anything that happens, is really going to be mekanu lahaba. I, Rabbi Yosef, said, Tumal Amar Freya, it's only midrabbanan. So if that's the case, lemeis bavad lemutei mai, so let's revisit then the Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya said, lo yomru tumas atahayim, el lemeis bavad. What exactly is it coming to be mamayit? So until this point, we had a decent suggestion. We thought maybe it's coming to be mamayit tumas ziva. But the only way you could say it's coming to be mamayit tumas ziva is if you say that there would be an issue who's with somebody that was a Zav, seventh day, Erev Pesach, they did the Shechit and the Zrika, and then afterwards he found out that he was, and afterwards he had a Riyah, so you'll invoke the principle of Tumas Atayim. But if you can tell me, Miksa Yom Kekule, anyways, so it's not a problem. The Shechit and the Zrika was good because it was a Miksa Sayyim Kekule, because he was really tar. So what then is Rav Chiya coming to be Mamayit? L'chayra says the Gemara, you know what you have to say? What the Gemara brought Rav Chiya for, which was to prove Nivshayt Mina the Bekayin for Hutchloi Tumas Atahayim. That must be that it. What Rav Chiya is coming to exclude is any other type of Tumah. Where would it be negay any other type of Tumah? Oh, the Kayin. Oh, so you have a raya from here to Rami Marcham Shaila that the halach of Tumas Atahayim is not only gay the Bailam, it's negay the Kayin as well. The Gemara says, Amri no, Loilam the Bailam. Maybe I'll tell you really, not like Rami Marcham. Really, the only time you have the halach of Tumas Atayim is if the Bailam is Tumay. Ube Pesach, and Rav Chiya was referring to the carbon Pesach, and when he said Tumas Atayim is by Tumas Meis, he meant Lafuge Tumas Sheretz. Aye, what was the kasha? Why couldn't you say that it means Pesach and Tumas Sheretz? Because we said, what do you mean? A Tumay Sheretz is able to bring the carbon Pesach. But the truth is, it's a machloik kismah that someone that's Tumay Tumas Sheretz can bring the carbon Pesach. You have to say that Rav Chiya held, like Tumandam that holds that Tumay Sheretz cannot bring the carbon Pesach, and it's for that reason, v'itzrich lamute, that's why you would have to come on to the Mir. So just in summation, this concludes the really hard part of the daf. What happens is the Gemara brought a memory for Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya said, "Lo yomru tumas atahayim, elo lemeis bilvad." The halacha of tumas atahayim is only lemeis. And the question was, "Lemeute mai?" And what exactly does it mean to be mamayit? So, really, if you add it all together, we have three possibilities. One possibility is that maybe Rav Chiya held, like Rami Bar Chama did in one of the tzadim in his shaila, that the halacha of tumas atahayim is not only negeya when the bailan, but it's also negeya the koyin. Oh, so if it's also negeya the koyin, so any type of tumah could technically impact the koyin's ability to be able to bring a carbon. Kamash Malon, that if we found out later he was tameh, it was tumas atahayim, the halacha is that tzitz is going to be meratza. So the chiddush of Rav Chiya is where the koyin became tameh with another type of tumah. Another possibility is that maybe what he was coming to exclude was if somebody found out that he was Tomei Tumas Atahayim when he brought the carbon Pesach and the Tumah was Tumas Sheretz. According to the Mandama that says, in Shoichtim Vizarkin Al Tmei Sheretz, so the Tzitz Luchura, he can't bring the carbon Pesach. He's Tomei Tumas Aguf, the Tzitz really shouldn't be able to be Meratza. What about Tumas Atahayim? That's why I needed Rav Chiya to tell me that there's no Tumas Atahayim when it comes to Tumas Sheretz. The third possibility is maybe it's Negei carbon Pesach, not Tumas Sheretz, but Tumas Ziva. You would have thought that a Zav is not able to bring the carbon Pesach. So what would be the halach if he did the Shechit and the Zrika? And then afterwards he found out that he was really Tomei Tumas Ziva. He had no way of knowing. As a result, the Tumah was quote-unquote Tumas Atahayim. So do you have the Ptura of Tumas Atahayim? Kamash Malom, Le'omru Tumas Atahayim, Elo Lemeis Bavad, as opposed to Tumas Ziva. Those are the three possibilities L'maskana had to understand Rav Chiya Shaila. And according to one of those Stadim, we will place Rami Bar Chama Shaila. What was Rami Bar Chama Shaila? His Shaila was if the laws of Tumas Atahayim is only negay the Bailam, or if it's negay the Kayin as well. So we mention Agav, Rav Yosi Shita. So the Gemara is just for 3 lines going to discuss Rabbi Yosi Shita. So what was Rabbi Yosi Shita that we mentioned with Derech Agav? Rabbi Yosi holds that as it relates to Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom, and as it relates to Azav and Azava, you say Mixas Ayom Kekula. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. So if you have a Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom, she saw Dam during one of the 11 days, so in the Lach, she has to be pure for another day. That next morning, as soon as she wakes up, if she doesn't have any dam, she's already tar. Why? Because mitzayim kekulay. Later, if she sees dam, she'll be tami the mafrei, but only midrabbanan. Because really, midayraisa mitzayim kekulay. It's afraid to gemara kasha. We know there's something called the zava gedayla. What's a zava gedayla? She sees dam 3 days in a row. During the 11-day period. Afraid to gemara. The rabbi yis zava gemara hechem shkachasla. How's it ever possible to be a zava gedayla? Right. Make the cheshbon. The first of the 11 days, she saw dam. Okay, the next morning she woke up. If she didn't see dam, Mitzayim kukuloi. So now she was tar. She'll see dam 3 hours later. It's starting all over again. How's it ever going to be negeya? Because the minute she wakes up and she has no dam, she's already tar because of mitzayim kukuloi. So the Gemara says two terutz and balabatish. Either b'sheifah, she saw dam for 3 days straight. Iba yisneim b'gan chiras. Called shnei bein hashmashes. She saw dam two. Entire Bein Hashmashes is in a row. So Rashi says, for example, Friday night, Bein Hashmashes, she saw them, the entire Bein Hashmashes. So she saw them Friday and Shabbos. The next night, Matzoi Shabbos, again, the entire Bein Hashmashes, she saw them. So the Halach is, you'll have Friday, you'll have Shabbos, and now that next Bein Hashmashes will be Shabbos into Sunday, so you can end up having 3 days. What's the Vart? The Vart is that Nixas Hayem Kekuloi, Lekulo, Letahira would only be if the beginning of the day she was tar. But being then over here, in the beginning of the day, she was Tameh, so you're not going to have Miksayim Kekuloi. So you have the end of the first day, the beginning of the next day, and the beginning of the following day. All you need is two Bein Hashmashes of Dam. That's where it'd be negated. It's a little bit of an Akimta, but according to Rabbi Yossi, that's where it's going to be negated. Allah Miksayim Kekuloi. By Rabbi Yossi, another Shaila. Koyen, Meratzeh B'Tamid, Huchloi Tumas HaTahay Meiloi. The Koyen that was bringing the carbon Tamid. And he found out afterwards that he was Tamid, and the Tumah that he had was Tumas HaTahay. Tumas Meis, because Loi Amru Tumas HaTahay, Elo the Tumas Meis Bovai. So he found out later that it was Tamid Tumas HaTahay. So what's the shiloh? Do you have Tumas HaTahayim or not? What's the imtum? So let me kind of ask the Kabbalist Shlomo Zalman to answer Pesach Chutzulai Tumas HaTahayim. Of course, the question is predicated on the assumption Rami Racham is shiloh that a kohen has the halach of Tumas HaTahayim. So what's the question? Do you say that that's only true by a carbon nazir or a carbon pesach? But kohen about ratzah b'tamid mai, or maybe kohen that. Like such as the carbon tummy, maybe it's going to be different. Mir, I mean, do you say kigmir tumas atayim pesach betamid like mir? Maybe the whole halach was only said regarding the carbon pesach; it wasn't said regarding the carbon tummy. Oiknilma, or perhaps yalav tummy be pesach, or maybe you can learn the carbon tummy from pesach. Amar Rabba, Rabba said kavuchaim. L'cher it's a kavuchaim. Meaning, if it's true by pesach, it's true by nazir. It has to be true by the carbon tummy. What's the cheshbon? Umav makom shli huchulay tummy yudua huchulay tumas atayim madach by nazir and pesach, where there's no heter of tumma. If someone's tummy, you can't bring the carbon pesach. Someone's tummy, you can't bring a carbon nazir. Still, you have the halacha of tumas hatahayim. Makom shuchulay tumi yadua. But as it relates to the carbon tumid, where if there was vaday tumma, there would be a heter because tumah huchul betzibur, tumah tchuy betzibur, in a din shuchulay tumas hatahayim. So certainly you should have tumas hatahayim. Madach my nazir and pesach, where you don't have the halachas of tumah huchra. You have Tumas HaTahayim. Certainly by carbon tzibur, where you have the halachas of Tumah Hutra, you should have Tumas HaTahayim. And it's very hard to turn the page. With carbon Pesach, you don't have Tumah Hutra, Tumah Tchuya. The sugis of Tumah Hutra, Tumah Tchuya, Betzibur are in Masechtas Pesachim for a reason. It's because it's negayah. These have been these impossible gemaras we've been learning the last few days. It's all based on the sugis of Tumah Hutra, Betzibur, Tumah Tchuya, Betzibur. So it's a good kasha. But for now, we're going to go fight this. The Gemara says, Amri. So you said back, you can't make a kalvachaymer. Meaning it sounds like a back of the envelope kalvachaymer. But the Gemara says you actually can't make a Kal V'chomer over here. You know why? Because what's the Makar to the Halach of Tumas HaTahayim? We didn't mention this yet. It's because the Gemara is going to discuss it now. What's the Makar to Tumas HaTahayim? So the Gemara at this point assumes it's a Kal V'chomer. It's a Halach L'Moshe Misina. If the Makar to Tumas HaTahayim is Halach L'Moshe Misina, you can learn a Kal V'chomer from Halach L'Moshe Misina. Interesting. Kal V'chomer is one of the Yud Gemo Midash HaTorah Nidrashas Behem. You can darshan psukim in the Torah with a Kal V'chomer. But you can't darshan a Halach L'Moshe. You can't have a Halach L'Moshe Misina. Let me darshan the Kal V'chomer. Halach L'Moshe Misina is what it is. There's no flexibility, not even with the mid of Kal V'chomer. The Gemara says, could you darshan a Kal V'chomer from Halach L'Moshe Misina? Time to said, Akiva, etzem kisa'ira halacha. The idea that an etzem is metame kisa'ira by a nazir is halacha l'moshe misinai. Revi is dam kal v'chaymer. And you want to learn a kal v'chaymer to include Revi is dam, ayin rashi, if you want to see the exact kal v'chaymer. But what we need now is the next words. V'ein done a kal v'chaymer me'alacha. So Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Akiva, you can't darshan the kal v'chaymer from. So you see, you can't darshan kal v'chaymer from halacha l'moshe misinai. So you can't tell me, oh, if Pesach has tumas hatahayim, for sure carbon tum is going to have tumas hatahayim. Yeah, it's a very reasonable kal v'chaymer. But you can't dash in the kavuch. Elam my Rava said you're right. Yalok mayada mayada me pesach. The makar is not going to be a kavuchaymer. The makar is going to be a gzeirish. It says mayada by the carbon pesach. You think? And it says mayada by the carbon tamid. We've learned a lot of halachas from this. Another gzeirish of another halacha that we're going to learn from this mayada mayada is that if you have tumas hatahayim by carbon pesach, you have to have tumas hatahayim by the carbon tamid as well. So we just said what's the makar to tumas hatahayim? Halacha l'moshe misinai. Stating that, says the Gemara, v'tumas hatoim gufa eich ha'ksiva. What's the makar to tumas hatoim? So again, ayin rashi. What do you mean? We just said it's halacha l'moshe misinai. How can the Gemara suddenly be trying to figure out what the makar is? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Kratz, Lointam HaMaflasik. It says, V'chiyamus meis olav. It says, V'chiyamus meis olav. This pasuk is regarding the Nazar. That's one of the two parashis in the Torah where you have the din of Tumas HaTayim. You have it by the Nazar, and you have it by the Karban Pesach. So it says over there, V'chiyamus meis olav. Olav v'dasha b'mechuveres olav. Only if the Tumah was clear to him. So if you knew about the Tumah, then you have this halacha. Ashkecha Nazar, Oysa Pesach. Where do you have him a car by Karban Pesach? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, I'm Akra. We have a pasuk by Karban Pesach as well. It says, B'derech rechayka lochem b'mechuveres lochem. It has to be clear to you. The Tumah would have had it been clear to you. B'shem elokash amar k'derech. We learn it from the word derech, not lochem, but it's from the word derech. Not derech, but galoi. Just like the derech, everybody sees, it's exposed to the whole world. Avtoinami begaloi, so to the tumah has to be exposed to the whole world as well. So we have three makairis to tumas ha-tahoi. Or one makar for Nazir and two makairis for Pesach. V'chniyamus meis olav. Olav means it was clear to him. But derech rechoika lochem. Lochem means it was clear to them. Or b'derech, the derech is begaloi, it's exposed, so to the tumah would have had it been disposed. What's an example of tumas atahayim? No one in the world knows about the tumah. If there's one person in the world that knows about the tumah, it's not considered tumas atahayim. So we mentioned this in the introduction. Something's called tumas atahayim only if no one in the world knows about it. Freit digamar. L'rabbi lazar, da'amar b'mechuveres alof, adiyodahu. Rabbi lazar said, what's the makar to tumas atahayim? V'chiyamus meis olav. Who's olav? On the Nazar. It's b'mechuveres olav. I have to know about it. Meaning, when this happened to me, the Nazar, I would have had to have known about it. So what is it, mashma? That you have to know. And if you don't know, it's tumas atahayim. Vaskeit mechon, that there's a person on the other side of the world that knows. V'chayra, if the mekar is mechuveres olav, shouldn't it be critical that I myself know? And as long as I don't know, it should be tumas atahayim. So it has a shtim with the price. Rabbi Yechon, damal lochem. What did Rabbi Yechon say? The mekar is lochem. The mechuveres lochem. It has to be clear to you. Lochem is a lashon rabin. Adi adi batrein, so you'd think two people have to know about it. If one person knows about it, it's still not lochem. It's not clear to the two of you, to the both of you, so if that's the case, it should still be Tumas HaTayim. And the Rav Shimon ben Lakish, the road is exposed, anybody can see the road. So if anybody can see the road, it sounds like the Tumas is exposed to everybody. So why is it that if one person knows about it, it's not Tumas HaTayim? Any definition of Tumas HaTayim, all love sounds like the person becoming Tummy would have to know about it, otherwise it shouldn't be Tumas HaTayim. Lochem means, okay, at least two people should have to know about it. One person shouldn't be enough. And Kederech sounds like everybody should have to know about it. Meaning you shouldn't need one person to know about it for it to not be Tumas HaTayim. As long as one person doesn't know about it, it should be Tumas HaTayim. Right? Just the opposite. So the Gemara says, Ella, you have to say what we said earlier. Tumas HaTayim, Hilchas, Gemiri Law. Really, Tumas HaTayim is Allah HaMashim. We've seen it across Machta Ba'almo, and the Pasuk is really only in Asmacht. Omar Mar Baravash, Mar Baravash is a Loishan, Allah Shalai, Dulay, Lachas Riko. The halach of Tumas HaTayim was only said if the person found out about the Tumah after the Zerika. So what's Tumas HaTayim? Where the person bringing the Karban Nazir or the Karban Pesach was Tameh, the Tumah was Tumas HaTayim. So say Mar Rav Ashi, the only time you have the halach is if he found out about it, noch the Zerika. But if before the Zerika, you knew about it, the chi is darik dam shaper, because in that case the zrika was done properly. Shaper is darik. Avol noydel if the zrika, but if you knew about it before the zrika, lemer answer, it's not going to work. Somebody found the mace. It was lying along the width of the road, and he walked over it. So halacha is like this: split truma tame. As it relates to truma, we look at him as tame. Lenozavay is a pesach tar. But as it relates to nezirus and his ability to bring a carbon or an ois pesach, so the halach is he's going to be tar. Why is he going to be tar? Because it's talking about because in a, where he didn't know about it and nobody knew about it. It was tumas atahayim, and this is just another application of the laws of tumas atahayim. Notice that l'truma he's tame, because tumas atahayim is only a halach in karbonis, so it's not a halach in truma. As it relates to truma, yeah, he's tame. The person is tame. You can't deny the fact that he's tame. It's halach l'moishim isinai regarding nazar and ois pesach that we view him as tar. Now, so the Gemara makes an edel diak. The chol tame v'tar lahabohu. Whenever you find the words tame atar, it sounds like we're discussing moving forward. Meaning, are you tame moving forward? Are you tar moving forward? If it was only the gay of the past, then the words that would be used would be kasher apostle. Tame v'tar is the kind of labah. And still you see, that we're discussing the laws of Tumas HaTohayim Lahaba. If Tumas HaTohayim is only like a Bidiyevet, if you did it already, then you invoke the principle of Tumas HaTohayim. Then why are we talking about Tameh V'tar? Elamai, you see that it's something that's even a gay, Lahaba. Gemara says, you're right. Eli Yitmar Hachi Yitmar, Omer Mar Brav Ashi, Mar Brav Ashi said, Leitemenoi Deloi Lachas Rika. Don't say that the only time the laws of Tumas HaTohayim is if you found that after this Rika. Avnoi Delofnez Rika Loi Miratz, but if you found that before this Rika, it wouldn't work. Ela Filo Noi Delofnez Rika Miratz, even if you found that before this Rika, now Lachni is, it's going to work. Why? Because the Maskana, the laws of Tumas HaTohayim are true, even if you knew about it before this Rika. If the Tumah came about through Tumas HaTohayim, L'katchila, the Kohen can go, he can do this Rika. I, the Gavris Tumah, it's Tumas HaTohayim, the Tzitzit is going to be Meratza. That's this very special Chiddush Gufa. So we just mentioned this Braisa regarding someone that found a mace that was lying along the width of the road. We're going to discuss this from here until the end of the daf. If somebody found a mace, it was lying along the width of the road. Shalderech, Litrumas, and he walked over it as it relates to Truman Tommy. He's Tommy, the Nazar Vaisa Pesach Tar. As it relates to Nazar Vaisa Pesach, he's going to be Tar. Why is he Tar and Nazar Vaisa Pesach? Because it's Tumas HaTohayim. Why is he Tommy regarding Truma? Because Tumas HaTohayim doesn't help me as it relates to Truma. Medvar Mamurim, here comes the fine print. When do we say that he's Tommy Linian Truma? That's Sha'inle Makam Lav. That's if it's inevitable that as he walked by this road, he crossed over the maze. Avo yesh makam laver, af le truma tar. But if it's possible that he didn't have to walk over the maze, that even for truma he's going to be tar. What's the reason, Zok Rashi? Because this is in a Rishus HaRabim. V'safik tumah b'Rishus HaRabim sveikai tar. Being that it's possible he walked over, it's possible he didn't walk over. So essentially it's a safik tumah. Safik tumah b'Rishus HaRabim is always tar. When is this true? Shemati shal. That's only true if the body was complete. Avo meshubar mefurik. But if he found it and it was broken up into pieces, tar. Then the halach is he's going to be tar. Meaning, even if there was no makam laver, there was no way to walk on the sides of the mace. So if he for sure walked over the mace, still he's going to be tar. Why? Because Shema Bein HaBrokim Lava. Maybe he walked between the pieces. So again, it's Sofik Tumah, but Shosar Rabim, he's going to be tar. Ube kever. Let's say the mace was in a kever. Or Filo Meshuma Forek Tami. That even if it's broken up, he's going to be tar. Neisha Kever Mitzarefer. Because the kever unites it, and it turns it into one big mace, so there's no Bein HaBrokim. And if there was nowhere on the sides for him to get it by, it's not a suffix tumet about it. This is also only true if he was walking with his feet. Avotan, if he was carrying something, or he was riding, because somebody walks regularly, it's possible, even if there's tumah on the ground, he may not touch it, he may not walk over it. Avotan, if you're carrying something, or if you're riding something, it's inevitable that he's going to, because when you're carrying something, you know, you're bent over, and you're moving this way, you're moving that way. So it's not as, you're not in as control, and as a result, there's more of a concern that you may end up having a problem. Says the Gemara, but Medvar Mamurim, Betumas HaTohayim. This whole halach is only true Betumas HaTohayim. Avol Betumi Yedua Tameh. But of course, if it was Tumi Yedua, he's going to be Tameh. Meaning the Bryson never said the words Tumas HaTohayim. That's what the Gemara has to speak it out. That this is only true if it was Tumas HaTohayim, but if it was Tumi Yedua, you're not going to have Dalach. Vezeo, Tumas HaTohayim. What's an example of Tumas HaTohayim? Kol Shalei Hikar Ba Echon B'Soifa Oilam. If no one in the world knows about it, Aval Hikar Ba Echon B'Soifa Oilam, Ainz at Tumas. If one person knows about it, it's not Tumas HaTohayim. Matzli Tama B'Tevin Ba'Afro B'Tzrayis. If you found the mace buried underneath straw, underneath dirt, underneath rocks, and raise it Tumas HaTohayim, then we assume that maybe nobody knew about it and we can evoke the cool of Tumas HaTohayim. But if it was in the water, Bafelo, it was just dark, and that's why you didn't see it. Benekike Aslam, it was in the crevices of the racks, where it's likely that somebody must have seen it at one point. Ainz at Tumas HaTohayim, it's not going to be Tumas HaTohayim. And then finally, V'lo Yomer Tumas HaTohayim, Elo L'meis V'vad. The whole halach of Tumas HaTohayim was only said with regards to Tumas Meis. L'mute Mai? Oh, that was the first part of the daf. But either way, exhale. So, as it relates to Raid, we could talk about Tumas HaTohayim. There's an intense Chedushei Reb Chaim Alevi al Rambam on the sugya. There's raid in the Shiurim from Reb David Alevi Soloveitchik, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, in Mesechtes Nazir. But just to keep it a little bit lighter, and to go back to one of the raid bites in yesterday's daf, in Duei Partum. So we mentioned yesterday the Vart that the Welt says over in the name of the Heilige Belzeruf. By the mitzvah of Koirech, by the Leila Seder, we say Zechel Mikdash Gehilla. Kein Asa Hilla, Bezmacha Beis HaMikdash HaYukayim. HaYukoirech Matzah Umarah. For Oichel B'yachah, he would take matzah and marah, he would eat them together, he would make a sandwich. The Kayim HaShenemar, to be Mekayim, the Pasuk, that says Al Matzois Umirorim Yoichlu. And the Welt asks Akasha, that this Pasuk of Al Matzois Umirorim Yoichlu is a Pasuk in Parshas Baal Loischa. The pasuk's talking about Pesach Sheni, and it says Bachodesh Hasheni Bar Basayim Ben Arba'im Yasu Oisay Al Matzos Umeroyim Yechlu. So Makshem Olam. They understand why did the Baal Haggadah quote a pasuk in Parashas Baal Yischa that's discussing Pesach Sheni? It should have mentioned the pasuk by Pesach Rishon, a very similar pasuk. Va'achlus Habasim Balayla Zet Sli Eish Umatzos Almeroyim Yechlu. The pasuk that's quoted is al matzos amaroyim yechlo. What it should have quoted is um matzos amaroyim yechlo, and not necessarily because the content of the pasuk is different. That's not the point. It's because kain osehil b'zman shemes hamikdash ayikayim by Pesach Rishon. So if we're talking about Pesach Rishon, then why are we quoting a pasuk by Pesach Sheni? It would make more sense that we should quote a pasuk by Pesach Rishon. So we mentioned that the Belzeruf said that the reason that the Baal Haggadah quotes the pasuk of Matzos Amaroyim Yechlu is because when do we say the Haggadah? We say it B'Leil HaSeder. And we say the Haggadah B'Leil HaSeder when we're in Galus, when unfortunately we are not in Yerushalayim and we weren't able to eat Min HaZvachim and HaPsachim. We're not able to bring the Chagigos Yudalit and the Karban Pesach. So at the end of the Seder, we give a krecht and we say a tefillah and we're mispal to the Eibeshet that even though this year we weren't able to bring the Pesach Rishon, but we should be Zoycha L'Kayim HaShenemar Al Matzos Umaroyim by the Pesach Sheni, that in 30 days from now, Yud Dalet Iyar, we should be zoicha to be able to sit down v'sham noicham and azvachim and apsachim of the Pesach Sheni. I will be able to be mekayim the mitzvah b'chodesh Hasheni. Barbos ayoyim ben rabayim yasu oisoy al matzos umeroyim yoichlu. So we mentioned that Rabbi Yashiv in his Zoharis on Masechtas Pesachim brings this vart that he heard in the name of the Belzeruf, and he said that even though it's a beautiful hergish, but he said at the same time, it's nisht ois kaalten in halacha. And the reason it's not ois kaalten in halacha is because there's a Gemara in Daf Peyam and Aleph that says, now what would be if Ruban Zavin umayutan tmeim mesen? What would be if Reiv of Klal Yisrael were Zavin? They would tamei tumas ziva. And a miut of Klal Yisrael would tamei tumas mes. Said Rav, the halacha is oisim tmeim mesen, the people that are tamei mes, ain't an oisim loy berishav loy b'shem. They can't bring the Pesach Rishon. They also can't bring the Pesach Shein. Originally, Avdi, they can't bring the Pesach Rishon. Why? That's Pasha. Because the only time someone that's Tommy can bring the Pesach Rishon is if you have a Reif. But in this case, and Amir can never bring the Pesach Shein. But then he said, the Pesach Shein they can't either bring. Why? Because if the Tzibah brings the Pesach Rishon, then Yach is able to bring the Pesach Shein. But whenever the Tzibah can't bring the Pesach Rishon, then that Yach is not able to bring the Pesach Shein. The only time there's a Din Pesach Shein is if there was a tzibur that bore a Pesach Rishon. But if there was no tzibur that bore a Pesach Rishon, in that case, there's no halacha that the yachid is able to bring the Pesach Sheni. So said Rabbi Yashiv, if that's the case, if the Beis HaMikdash will be built, the Ner B'Yameinu, between Tesvav Nisan and Yud Dalet Iyar, we will not be able to bring a Pesach Sheni. Because it's analogous to a case where the Yidden was Zavin, and they were Mitzayroin, and they were Tmeim, and they weren't able to bring the Pesach Rishon. Where the halacha is that even someone that was Tomei Tomas Meis, who theoretically should be able to bring the Pesach Sheni, now will not be able to bring the Pesach Sheni. Why? Because Kol Heicha Da Avdi Tzibur B'Rishon, then the halacha is that there's a Pesach Sheni. But if there was no Pesach Rishon, then there's not going to be a Pesach Sheni. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, Yudal and Nisan, Tesvav Nisan, that means there's no Pesach Rishon. If no Pesach Rishon, then in Mel, there's going to be no Pesach Sheni. And at first glance, Rabbi Yashiv's Kasha would seem to be a bumper Kasha on the Heilige Belzeruf. But just to be marchiv on this Inyan a little bit, and maybe we can come up with a little bit of an Eitzah, but it requires a little bit of an introduction. From Meir Simcha, in a classic Meshach Chachma, in Parshas Pinchas, makes the Yukim in the Psukim that deal with the karbonos and the musafin that were brought on every yontif. The pasuk says, "Ubachoidesh arishon, barbaas hayoyim lachoidesh pesach lashem." Bachoidesh arishon, that's chodesh Nisan. Barbaas hayoyim lachoidesh pesach lashem. The 14th day, that's when you bring the carbon pesach. Bachmisha hayoyim lachoidesh azeh. On the 15th day of the month, chag shivas yom matzis yayocha. The halacha is that that's when chag matzis start. That's when pesach starts. And for 7 days, you're supposed to eat matzah. So Rabbi Simcha made a very egel adiak. He said, why is it, ubachoidesh harishoin, barbas hayoim lachoidesh pesach lashem, ubachamisha asayoim, it doesn't say lachoidesh harishoin, rather it says lachoidesh hazeh. B'chodesh harishon, bar ba'asa yoyim l'chodesh pesach l'shem. The 14th day of which month of chodesh harishon? When it comes to the 15th day of the month, it's the next day, but the 15th day of the month doesn't chazer over b'chodesh harishon, but rather, what does it say? It just says l'chodesh hazeh. So Rabbi Simcha said, in Meshech Chachma, why didn't it say l'chodesh harishon by the 15th? It should have just said l'chodesh hazeh. So Rabbi Simcha said, you're going to tell me, no, what kind of diyek is that? Mishtab f'nazah diyek? L'chodesh hazeh. We just mentioned the previous pasuk that it's l'chodesh harishon. This is the next day. So obviously it's l'chodesh harishon. Why should the Torah have to necessarily say l'chodesh harishon is, again, says Rabbi Simcha, I'm going to tell you why I think it's a diyek. Because if you look, Vayter in Parashas Pinchas, Vayter by the Musafin, when the Torah comes to the Yontif of Sukkot, u'b'chodesh hashvi, this is Chodesh Tishrei. Be'echot la'chodesh. Mikra Chodesh Yilachem. Kamalach Zavadu Leisasu. Yoim Teruah Yilachem. So when is Rosh Hashanah? It's the first day of the month. Which month? The seventh month of the year. It's B'chodesh Hashvi. Several psukim later. B'chamisha also Yoim la'chodesh Hashvi. On the 15th day of the Chodesh Hashvi. Mikra Chodesh Yilachem. Kamalach Zavadu Leisasu. V'chagoysim Chag La'ashem Shivaz Yom. Over here, when the Torah skips 14 days later in the same month, it doesn't say B'chamisha also Yoim la'chodesh Hazeh. It says B'chamisha also Yoim la'chodesh Hashvi. So it says Rabbi Yisimcha, oh, now you hear the diyuk already. Why is it that by Pesach it's B'chodesh Harishon Barbasayim la'chodesh, and then it's B'chamisha also Yoim la'chodesh Hazeh Shivas Yom? Yeah, when it comes to Sukkot, it says B'chodesh Hashvi B'chol la'chodesh, and then not B'chamisha also Yoim la'chodesh Hazeh, but here the Torah already chazes over B'chamisha also Yoim la'chodesh Hashvi. Why by Pesach does it say L'chodesh Hazeh? And why by Sukkot does it say L'chodesh Hashvi? Rabbi Simcha says that if you look in Parashas Emor, the same exact thing is. Eilam mayadei Hashem mikroi kodesh ashetik roisem b'mayadim. B'chodesh harishim barbasu yom l'chodesh bein arbaim pesach l'ashem. U'b'chamish ha'asa yoyim l'chodesh hazeh. Yeah, same thing. That as it relates to Yud Aleph Nisan is Bachodesh Harishon Bar Basa Lachodesh, and that's Pesach Lashem. That's when they brought the carbon Pesach. The next day is B'chamish Asayim Lachodesh Nazeh. As it relates to Chodesh Hashvi, Dabr Rabbi Yisrael Leimer B'chodesh Hashvi Me'echad Lachodesh Yilochem Shabbosayim. V'Yidaber Shem Moishe Leimer Dabr Rabbi Yisrael Leimer B'chamish Asayim Lachodesh Hashvi. Again, not Hazeh. Again, B'chodesh Hashvi. So in both places, in the parsha of the Mayadim and parsha's Emor, and in parsha's Pinchas, where it talks about the Musafin, we have the same exact diyuk. When it comes to Pesach, B'chodesh HaRishon, then it says by B'chodesh Hazeh. As it relates to B'chodesh Hashvi, it's B'chodesh Hashvi, and the Nochama B'chodesh Hashvi, Seder Meir Simcha, and Edel Adiyuk, why here does it say Hazeh, and why over there does it chazer over B'chodesh Hashvi? So Meir Simcha says that in order to understand this, we need a little bit of an introduction. In fact, we have to learn a little bit of Nach. So one of the great kings of all time was King Chizkiyo. So we know that Chizkiyo was a direct descendant of David HaMelech. He was from the Malchi Yehuda. But there was certain Melachim that came from Shevet Yehuda that were tzaddikim. And there were certain Melachim that came from Shevet Yehuda that were Rishon. Chizkiyo was one of the great tzaddikim. The Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Beis, Perichov Tes says, Yechizkiyo, also known as Chizkiyo, Malach ben Esrim v'chamishan, became king when he was 25 years old. That Esrim v'teisha shana malach b'Yerushalayim, and he was king for 29 years. The shame imay Avia Basachario. The name of his mother was Avia. Vayasa Yosha b'nei Hashem k'cholat she'asa David Avin. He was such a tzaddik that he followed in the ways of his zayde David. Who b'shana harishoyin l'malchay? The first year he became king b'chodesh harishoyin, which was when the first month of the year, it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Pasach Es Dal Seis Beis Hashem Yechaskin. What he did was, he reopened the Beis HaMikdash. And the Pasach goes on to describe in very, very chilling detail that prior to when Chizkiyo became king, the Beis HaMikdash had been completely defiled. And it was Avodah Zarah, and it was Tameh, and it was Meshukitz, and it was Metuv. And the things that were going on in the Beis HaMikdash were Mamash Shreklach, to the point that it was impossible to bring Karbanos. So the first thing that Chizkiyo did when he started his new regime, his new administration, he said, we have to clean up the Beis HaMikdash because we have to be able to bring Karbanos. So he had the Levim come, and they went through this very, very big process of being metired the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Pasuk, finally, everything was completed. I'm skipping. And it was on the 16th day of the month. It was on Tes Zayin Nisan that the job was done, the renovation, the tahira of the Beis HaMikdash was complete. And at this point, they were able to start bringing Karbanos again. So when were they able to start bringing Karbanos? It was on Tez Zayin Nisan. If you think about it, it was a Chaval. Because Yudal and Nisan, they could have brought the Karban Pesach. And they mamish missed out by 2 days. So the Pasuk says, I'm skipping to Perek Lamed. It's kedai to see this Pesukim inside, but we can't do this now. Vayishlach Yechizkiyo, I'll call Yisrael v'Yehuda. So Yechizkiyo decided that he's going to send out messages to all the Yidin. V'gam Igrois Kosav. And he wrote letters, mamish like Achashverosh. Al Ephraim u'Menashe. Lovei l'Beis Hashem b'Yerushalayim. That everybody should come to the Beis Hashem b'Yerushalayim. L'asoyz Pesach l'Hashem alikei Yisrael. He said, "Chevrah, we're bringing you a carbon Pesach." But you couldn't have even the carbon Pesach. They missed the date. Save the date was 2 days ago. So how are you supposed to bring the carbon Pesach? So he got together. Vayivat, he consulted together with his sarim and the whole Kal Yerushalayim. And this is what they decided: they're going to bring the carbon Pesach b'chodesh hasheni. Why did they do b'chodesh hasheni? Because they couldn't do it in the proper time. This is what they decided. Either way, the pasuk describes how Chizkiyo went on with his idea, and everybody came. And they brought the carbon Pesach when Vayishchatu against Shchita HaPesach Barba also on the 14th day LaChodesh Hasheni VaKoyanu VaLeviim Nichlamu VaYiskatshu VaYaviu Oylos Beis Hashem. And then the pasuk continues and it says VaYasu Bnei Yisrael HaNimtzim BiYerushalayim. Not only did they bring the carbon Pesach, you're sitting and you're standing. Es chagam matzois. They celebrated the Yontif of Pesach. Shivas yomim. For 7 days. Besimcha gedoylo. And it was a tremendous simcha. Umahalulun Lashem. Yoim b'yoim alevim v'akayhanim. Bechlei oiz Lashem. Vayidab chizkiyo alev kol alevim. And then chizkiyo went up and he gave a motivational speech. And they were so besimcha they decided they're going to prove another 7 days of Yontif. Vayivad from kol aholasois. Shivas yomim acherim. Vayasu shivas yomim simcha. These are psukim tucked away in divrei yomim be. When you read this psukim, it's mavel al orayin. So Chizkiyo cleans up the Beis HaMikdash. They want to bring a carbon Pesach. The problem is they missed it by 2 days. It was Tezai and Nisan. And Chizkiyo was very disappointed. So the pasuk says, Vayivatsu. So he got together with the Oilon and they decided, we need a plan B. What are we going to do? So they decided, you know what? Because they had no way of bringing it. So they ended up, ganz klal Yisrael, bringing the carbon Pesach when? They ended up bringing it. They ended up bringing it on Yud Aleph. And there was a major machlokes tanoim. What exactly took place? And this machlokes tanoim is mentioned in two places. It's mentioned in the Tosefta, in the 8th parak of Masechtas Pesachim, and it's mentioned in Yerushalmi, in the 9th parak of Masechtas Pesachim. It was a machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon says, you know what happened? What happened was Chizkiyo decided to make a leap year. He decided to make an Ibba year. That's what happened. Avada, he didn't bring it B'chaydash Hashem. He didn't bring Pesach B'chaydash Hashem. You have to bring the Karim Pesach B'chaydash Hashem. But what he did was he brought a leap year. And the truth is, there's a reference to this in Gemara's in Shas, where the Gemara says Chizkiyo was Ma'abra Chaydash Nisan. Gemara says, Chaydash Nisan Sol Kadaitach. Everybody knows he can't be Ma'abra Chaydash Nisan. The Gemara says he did it on the 30th day, the month of Adar, the day that it was right for it to be Nisan. But either way, Reb Shimon seems to go with this Mahalach, that what Chizkiyo HaMelech did was he was Ma'abra Chodesh Nisan, but really it was brought in the either Pasuk says the second month. Klapi, the Ibiyar was the second month, but really it was the first month. But Rabbi Yehuda has a different Mahalach. Rabbi Yehuda says, Gantz Klai Yisrael brought the carbon Pesach. You know what they brought? They brought the Pesach Sheni. Gantz Klai Yisrael brought the carbon Pesach. They all brought the carbon Pesach. It says Rabbi Yehuda, that you see from here an unbelievable Chiddush. That even though ordinarily Pesach Sheni is only meant for the Yachid, that the Yachin that doesn't bring the Pesach Rishon, he gets pushed off to the Pesach Sheni. But a Tzibur that couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon, they don't get pushed off to the Pesach Sheni. Stating that, in the event that it was impossible to bring the Karban Pesach, not because the Yidden was Zoven, but it was impossible to bring the Karban Pesach because there was no Beis HaMikdash. Or it's impossible to bring the Karban Pesach, why? Because the Beis HaMikdash was Tameh. If that's the case, then you will be able to bring the Karban Pesach B'sheni. And ganz klai Yisrael ashayich to bring the carbon Pesach B'sheni. And said Rabbi Yehuda, you know what you see from here? That if nitan lehem li Yisrael live nois Beis HaBchira, if the Yidden would get permission to build the Beis HaBchira, when? After
Pesach Rishon, but before Pesach Sheni, Hayochid Oisah Pesach Sheni, Reb Afa Tzibur Oisah Pesach Sheni. Even the Tzibur would be able to bring the Pesach Sheni, and Ob Reb Yehuda said, "I'll prove it because Ma'aseh B'Chizkiyahu HaMelech Shemi Asot Tzibur Lasses Pesach Sheni Shenemar V'Chulu V'Chulu." Brings all those psukim. But either way, there's a machloikas Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon had to understand what happened by Chizkiyahu, and what emerges from there is a machloikas Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. What would be if the whole Tzibur couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon? You know why they couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon? Because there was no Pesach Hamikdash. Oh, there was a Beis Hamikdash, but the Beis Hamikdash was in a state of tumah. What would you do then? Rabbi Yehuda Shita is you'd be able to bring the Pesach Sheni, and that's exactly what happened by Chizkiyahu. The whole Klal Yisrael brought the Pesach Sheni. However, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not something you'd be able to do. Said Rabbi Simcha that it comes that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Karban Pesach was supposed to be brought b'chaydash harishon, but not always. There were times that the Karban Pesach was brought b'chaydash hasheni. Not only were the times that the Karban Pesach was brought b'chaydash hasheni, but says Rami Simcha, if the Makar to Rabbi Yehuda's Chizkiyahu HaMelech, you see that when the Karban Pesach was brought b'chaydash hasheni, the whole Yontev of Pesach was celebrated b'chaydash hasheni. Because that's what the Pasuk said, they praved for 7 days and they ate matzahs. So sometimes the Yontev of Pesach has b'chaydash harishon. But not always. It's gemolt. It's possible. There's a luyat suyer that the yontiv of Pesach should actually be b'chaydash hasheni. How would it be possible for it to be b'chaydash hasheni if the Yidden didn't bring the Karban Pesach b'chaydash rishon? Nobody brought it. You know why? Because the Beis Hamikdash was tummy like it was in the times of Chizkiyahu, or because there is no Beis Hamikdash. You know what would happen then? The whole Klal Yisrael would prava Pesach when b'chaydash hasheni. Said Ramei Simcha, that's pshat in the diak. It sounded like such a subtle diak. It's not subtle. It's shrine Rabbi Yehuda Shitu. B'chaydash harishon, bar basin yem l'chaydash Pesach l'Hashem. You know when you're supposed to be in the Karban Pesach b'chaydash harishon? Are you dalo nisan? U'b'chamisha also yom l'chaydash hazeh. Said Ramei Simcha, you know why the Torah didn't say b'chaydash harishon a second time? Because lav davka Pesach is b'chaydash harishon. Yeah, when the Karban Pesach is brought b'chaydash harishon, then Pesach is b'chaydash harishon, and then Shivas Yom and Matzis Yochel is b'chaydash harishon. But what happens if the Karban Pesach wasn't brought b'chaydash harishon? What happens if it was brought b'chaydash hasheni? So then the Shivas Yom and Matzis Yochel is not going to be b'chaydash harishon. Then it's going to be b'chaydash hasheni. It's lav davka mesuyim to b'chaydash harishon. You know what it's mesuyim to? It's mesuyim to b'chaydash hazeh. Whichever month they bring the Karban Pesach, that's why it didn't chazor b'chaydash harishon. By Sukkos is always b'chaydash hashvi. There's no mitzvah to have Sukkos and Cheshvan. You can't have Sukkos in Kislev. There's no such mitzvahs. Oh, but the Karban Pesach and Chodesh Iyar, the Yontiv of Pesach and Chodesh Iyar, that's gemalt. The Kachav in the times of Chizkiyahu. That's why in Parshas Emor and in Parshas Pinchas, when the Torah talks about the Yontiv of Pesach, when's Pesach? It's lav davkin b'chodesh harishon. It's b'chodesh hazeh. Whenever they brought the Karban Pesach, if the Karban Pesach was brought b'chodesh harishon, yeah, then Pesach is going to be b'chodesh harishon. But if it was brought b'chodesh hasheni, then it's going to be brought b'chodesh hasheni. But al-kaponim, you see from this Ramei Simcha, it's a mefurish Yerushalmi. It's a mefurish Taisefta. That this shaila of what would be if the Beis Hamikdash was built after Pesach Rishon, but before Pesach Sheni, would Yidden be able to bring the Karban Pesach, or would they not be able to bring the Karban Pesach? Based on yesterday's raid bite, it sounded like it was a machlokes between the Heiliges Belzer Rebbe and between Rebbe Yashiv. But the truth is, it's a machlokes Tanoim. It's a machlokes Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Shimon. It's a mefurish Taisefta in Yerushalmi. According to Rebbe Yehuda, they would bring the Pesach Sheni. And that's why Ramei Simcha says, it says b'chaydash hazeh, because sometimes you can bring a b'chaydash hasheni. And that's what happened by Chizkiyahu. According to Rabbi Shimon, no, Chizkiyahu, they never brought the Karban Pesach b'chaydash hasheni. No such thing as bringing the Karban Pesach b'chaydash hasheni. A yachid has a Pesach sheni. A tzibur, no. What happened? They were ma'abar nisan. That's what it means. But it's a machlokes in Rabbi Shimon. So I was thinking, so what's the halacha? So who's right? Is it like the Belzer Rav said? Zeichel Mikdash. The whole idea is the Matz Reim Yechlu, the Tefillah, that maybe if after the Seder the Beis Hamikdash as well would be in the Pesach Sheni, or is it like Rabbi Yashin? So it's very posh, right? If it's Machloik is Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, we know the Klali Yapsak. We speak about it all the time. It's the Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis, that whenever there's a Machloik between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, that Loch is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that you'd be able to bring the Pesach Sheni. So if you'd be able to bring the Pesach Sheni, so the Loch should be like the Belzeruf. Now, Loch should be that you'd be able to bring the Pesach Sheni. But I was thinking it's not so pasha. Because even though in Klal Yapsak, whenever there's a machlokes in Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda, the halacha is like Rav Yehuda. But we always say over from Darizal, that Darizal said that's only Baal Mahadeh. Oh, but Ba'alma da Asi, what's going to be in the next world? In the next world, the Asi love him when Mashiach is going to come, then the Allah is going to be like Reb Shimon. The reason we don't pass like Reb Shimon in this world, that's the Teferi Shloima, it's because in this world we're not Shaykh to Shita as Reb Shimon. Oh, but Asi love him, the Allah is going to be like Shimon. If the Allah is going to be like Reb Shimon, Asi love him, that means like Shibana Beis HaMikdash, when Mashiach is going to come, so what's the Allah going to be? The Allah is going to be like Reb Shimon. So if the Beis HaMikdash is built between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, now we're living in the end of days. Now we're living Loss and Lavoi. Oh, if now we're living Loss and Lavoi, now the Halacha is like Reb Shimon. Oy, if the Halacha is like Reb Shimon, now we can't bring the Pesach Sheni. So it's going to come out that you don't have, you're not going to be able to bring the Pesach Sheni. But I'll tell you, maybe we would chap an afgemina. What would be if the Yidden was Zoicha to bring Karbonis between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni before Mashiach comes? What would be if the movement of Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer was reinvigorated? What would be if there was a Metzias where before Lost in Love we're going to bring Karbonis? What would be if a Kerd, we're going to be Dairish Tzia in Eimla, we'll be Dairish and we'll be able to bring Karbonis? Oh, that's where it would be Nagei. Then it's not Lost in Love yet. And if it's not Lost in Yahweh, the Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, the Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda. So then the Allah is you can bring a Pesach Sheni. So after further review, what started off as a Vertol, a Hergish from the Heilige Belzeruf, and a Psak Kasha, a technical Kasha from a Gemara Psachim Daf Peyam and Aleph from Rabbi Yashiv, sounds like maybe it's a Machlokes Tanoim between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. And really, Lamaisa, if the Beisam, if after Karban Pesach Rishon, Pesach passed, and we didn't bring the Karban Pesach, and now Sikim Yudalad here, and you want to bring a Pesach Sheni, can you or not? If we're bringing it out to the Beis HaMikdash, so now it's Lasan Lavoi. Now the Loch is like Reb Shimon Cheetahs, it doesn't work. But if it's going to be Makriv and Afal Pishayim Bayis, we're going to work with the Mahalach of the Drishas Tzion, the Mahalach of Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, so then it's possible to bring Karbonis and maybe bring the Pesach Sheni, even without the Lasan Lavoi. Oh, then the Loch is going to be like Reb Yehuda. If the Loch is like Reb Yehuda, then maybe it would be Yitachin, it'd be possible to bring the Pesach Sheni, and maybe that's the Hergish. That even if the Meshibah, maybe we should be able to bring Karbonis. And like this, even though we couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon, at the very least we'll be able to bring the Pesach Sheni.